You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's passage is John 20, verses 1 to 9. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look, he saw the linen clothes lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloth lying there and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloth, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. One of the foundations of the gospel has always been the empty tomb. Jesus was no longer there. The stone had been rolled away and the body of Jesus was gone. The idea that the tomb could not hold Jesus captive is a proclamation that death could not hold him either. He had risen and left the place where his body had lain. The empty tomb is the evidence that he is risen. Much of what is written in this first part of John's resurrection narrative reads like a courtroom presentation of the facts in a case. The narrative seems to be aimed at presenting evidence that the body was not stolen, either by the disciples or by thieves or by his enemies, but in fact that the evidence points to the truth of the resurrection, that Jesus rose just as he said. The first evidence presented is the fact that upon seeing the stone rolled away, Mary runs to the disciples to tell them someone has stolen the body. This implies that she knew nothing about a plot by the disciples to steal the body. And the fact that Peter and John ran to the tomb to see for themselves also implies that they knew nothing about stealing the body. Second, in the latter part of the passage, it says that they yet did not understand the scriptures that he must rise from the dead. So they wouldn't have tried to steal the body to make it look like he had risen when they didn't really understand that he said that he would. Next is the evidence left by the grave cloths. First, the fact that the grave cloths were even there. It is highly unlikely that someone who stole the body would strip it bare before taking it. And then, even more importantly, was the face cloth not lying with the linen clothes, but folded up in a place by itself. It's interesting that this fact was what led John to believe. Is it possible that something about the folding of the face cloth and laying it neatly aside was something that John knew was the characteristic of his master? In any event, it is highly unlikely that in their haste, thieves would have taken the time to carefully fold the face cloth and lay it aside. So these points are evidence to Jesus rising from the dead. Probably the main aim of this passage is to strengthen our faith in the resurrection. As we meditate on this passage, we can ask our Father to deepen our faith that the grave was indeed empty, and that Jesus had indeed risen from the dead. Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." True and genuine belief in the resurrection is an essential part of our salvation, and something only perfected by the Holy Spirit's action in our heart. As we rejoice today, let us also ask the Lord to cast out any doubts we may have about the resurrection and to deepen our faith that Jesus has indeed risen, just as he said.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.